So what we're doing now today is the position of against Rav Nachman, at least. So what's the issue? So the issue is like this, that if you don't bring Korban Pesach, if you miss Korban Pesach for any which reason, okay, whether it's Nez, it's Shogeg, or Onef, whatever, so the halacha is you bring Pesach Sheni. Okay? And what is the nature of Pesach Sheni? So Rav Nachman learns that it's a Tashlumen of the Rishon. So Tashlumen means something like a payback, a second chance, a fixer, I don't know, whatever. We're not exactly sure yet, but something to that effect. Right? Similar to if you miss Shachar, it's a Menvah. So it's like a Tashlumen. So he holds the Pesach Sheni as a Tashlumen. One implication of that is that if you were a goy on Rishon, and you simply didn't miss Rishon, you're just a goy, and then you convert, you know, in between Rishon and Sheni. This is a month's time in between, so if you convert, so then you're not going to be higher than Sheni because it's a payback for Rishon, but you weren't even Jewish on Rishon. Or if you were a kid, you're a katan by Rishon. There's no sense in doing a tashlumen for the thing if you weren't even subject to the thing itself. Right, so that's what he holds. He holds this as a tashlumen. Okay, as opposed to a Rebbe, which you were not going to have a Rebbe, but just the other option could have been that Cheney is his own independent chiyuv. His own independent chiyuv. So I don't care if you're a guy on the first one, the second one is his own chiyuv. So your guy would be chayuv. But the idea of being a tashlumen means it really exists as like as a makeup for the first one, and therefore if you didn't miss the first one, if you weren't obligated and missed the first one, then you're not going to be chayuv. Okay, so that's the basic position which we're going to be dealing with. Okay, Rabbi Nachman. Okay. Now, within Rabbi Nachman, there's two problems which emerge. The first thing is that he holds that since it's only a Tashlumen, so that would be the background. So there's courage for normally, courage is only for a low sasid, but Pesach and Miwa, with Miwa have guys, sort of from Morocco, the market, and negating them. Right? So Pesach has guys. The question is, which Pesach, Rishon or Sheni? Of course, you need Nezis to be five guys. Now, if you learn Rishon, Sheni is only independent, you have only be five guys for knocking out Rishon, or for knocking out Sheni, you need Nezis. Either one that you need Nezis on, you be five guys. This is the two independent Pesach. But the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Nachman, since it's only a tashlumen, it's only a makeup. So if you miss the makeup, even if you miss the mezid, you're not going to get kares. Only a kares for Rishon, for the first one. You're not going to get kares for Pesach Sheni. Okay, even if you miss it, if you miss the first one of Shogeg and then you miss the second one of mezid, you don't get kares. And the question is, why not? Well, why does it follow that just because it's a makeup, you don't get kares? Maybe you'd say is if you miss the makeup, then you also get kares. Right? I mean, what's the difference? Your mevatel the mezid, the makeup carbon. So why don't you get kares for it? Right? Why don't you get kares for it? Why does it follow? It seems to be like a logical thing, which it follows that if it's only a makeup, you don't get kares for it. So that's the question. Now, Rashi addresses the question. Rashi talks to the point a little bit. And our goal is to understand what Rashi is saying. It's on page Tadi Gimel and Aleph. It's towards the bottom. It's the third or fourth wide line. Hashlumen Derishon. Okay, it's not Rashi. And it's not actually the beginning of Rashi. And jump down a little bit. He says, Pater al Hasheni. It's almost at the end. Pater al Hasheni. Pater al Hasheni. You're pater for a courage on the Sheni. And Shogag Barisha, what your case is, if you're Shogag on the Kishon, Rehizim Basheni, you're Mezid on Sheni. You don't get courage. Why? Behal Lechle Chayuva Be'an Be'Nashe. Because it doesn't have its own Chayuv. Sheni doesn't have its own Chayuv. Barisha, I Shogag, and on Risha, you're Shogag. So, since it doesn't have a chiyuv, can't beat is Nuttari. So the question is, will it start wide? Just because it doesn't have Chilam Benashe, so what? So it's only a special woman, but still, so I can't have Nuttari. I can't have Nuttari. That's the first question. Pause. Pause?
Trying to.
Oh, you push the pause button?
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, so there's another question. In Rashi, he says, there's one extra thing there in Rashi. He says, because why are you Pater? Because the last place is about Benashi, because it doesn't have its own seat. Right? Ube Rishon Hare Shagag. And then Rishon Yuba Shagag. Why is he mentioning Rishon? I mean, of course, we understand that you don't get courage for a Shogig and a Rishon, that the case is where you're certain on Rishon and now you're made on Shani. So, why you want to explain why you're not getting courage for the Shani? So now you're saying, oh, because it doesn't have its own Chiyuv. Right? Okay, now he says, and Rishon, you're Shogig. That's not relevant to this. That's a different point. That, of course, is not meaning you get courage for the Shogig. Questions for the Mazen, for the Shani, and his answer is, you don't get that it doesn't have a Chiyuv on Benashe. What's the point of mentioning Rishon in this discussion? Pause. Okay. So I was thinking like lady. Basically the same. That what he means is there's only one Chiyuv of Pesach. What's the Chiyuv of Ben Benashe? There's no two Chiyuv. There's a Chiyuv of Pesach, Rishon. So on Rishon, the Chiyuv comes about. Now, if you didn't bring it on Rishon, it's like the Chiyuv is still there and you have an opportunity to make it up. You know, you have a second chance to just fulfill that Chiyuv. But it's like there's the primary Chiyuv is basically to bring Karm Pesach on Rishon. If you didn't do it, it's not all over, but you have a chance to make it up. The secondary opportunity of fulfilling that chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv on Benashe. It's not its own chiyuv. It's like the chiyuv is there, and you haven't actually even realized this chiyuv. So is it over? Normally a chiyuv is over. Here it's not over. You have an opportunity, a second chance, at Tashlumin to be able to fulfill that chiyuv. There's one chiyuv of bringing up that, which has a primary form and then a secondary form. And you could fulfill that chiyuv in a secondary form as well. That's not lacha, that's a shani. That the chiyuv could be fulfilled on a secondary day. So the thing is that, so since there's really one chiyuv, now if I was a mevatel of that chiyuv, you'll say, the Mavato of the Chiyuv of bringing Kav Pesach, and then you want to know, was I Mavato of the Chiyuv of Mezer, or was I Mavato of the Chiyuv of the Shah of that Shah? So the way you define how the nature of your violation is by the primary, not by the secondary. What was I Mavato? If I'm recently you were Shogig, then you're Mavato of the Chiyuv of the Shah. And I am saying you were Mezer. Yeah, but the Shani isn't going to define the nature of the Bittul because the Shani is only secondary. And the Rishon is the primary thing. And vis-a-vis the primary thing, it's the Pesach itself, you really were a Shogi. So therefore, vis-a-vis, if you don't define your relationship to the Mitzvah of the Pesach, you're a Shogi. Now, it's true on Shani you are Mezer, but that's not sufficient to undermine the change of the nature of your relationship to the thing and to make you into a Mezer. Now, and I on its own right, well, it's not a Chovan on its own right. If you view it as on its own right, then you could say, look, it's a Rishon, it's true, I was a Shogi, but now Shani is its own thing. But once Shani becomes like a relative or secondary to the Rishon, then the nature of your Avera, of your denying, or your Bittul of it, becomes, there can't supersede the Rishon. So speaking, you say, oh, no, I was really Shogi on Pesach. You didn't bring Shani? Okay, fine, I was Mezen on Shani, that's only Shani. That's not the primary from Pesach. I was on Pesach, I never bring Mezen on that. See, the courage is in Mato the Pesach, and since there's an anchor and primary Pesach, therefore the courage has to come from the middle of that. that's why you have to bring in the Rishon LeShogeg. Because the Pesach isn't the Sheni, isn't its own thing. It really this coexists with the Rishon. Oh, and on Rishon, you're a Shogeg. So therefore, the Rishon is what defines the Gabra's relationship, the nature of the Bitful, the Pesach. You have to bring in the Rishon, because otherwise, it's on the Sheni or Mezid, so what happens to your Mezid? Oh, the Rishon HaRishaga. So that, like, overrides it. Pause. Now the question is, so what is Pesach? Right? What is, and more specifically, he says, let's say you're amazed on Rishon. Okay, this is a new question, new factor. You're amazed on Rishon. The Mevatos on Pesach is amazed on Rishon. And then you bring it on Sheni. So now when you bring it on Sheni, it's a Tashlomen. It's a Tashlomen. But he says he's still going to get Tari. Because even though it's a Tashlomen, it's not a Takanta. It's a Tashlomen, but it doesn't fix it. It doesn't fix it. It's just Tashlomen. As opposed to the next position, he says, no, and it's not only is it Tashlomen, but it even fixes it. So the question is, what does that mean? It's Tashlomen, but it doesn't fix it. What's the value of Tashlomen if it doesn't fix it? And why doesn't it fix it? Didn't you bring the Pesach ever? And didn't you bring it? So now, what is the Tashlomen doing? It's not for the fact that now you have brought the Gabra ever. Then why isn't it fixing it? Right, and what's the Mahogat between the side that says you are fixing it and the other side?